Hey, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church and our weekly podcast, Today's Word. We're absolutely delighted that you've been able to join us, and we want to share with you some of the good news we're going to be sharing on Sunday. If after listening you have questions and want to contact us, you can do that at our email, otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com, or check out our website at www.otisvillepress.org. That's with two L's. Hey, we're looking at Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 to 26. Paul says, "My friends, you were chosen to be free, so don't use your freedom as an excuse to do anything you want. Use it as an opportunity to serve each other with love. All that the law says can be summed up in the command to love others as much as you love yourself. But if you keep attacking each other like wild animals, you had better watch out or you will destroy yourselves. If you're guided by the Spirit, you won't obey your selfish desires. The Spirit and your desires are enemies of each other. They're always fighting with each other, keeping you from doing what you feel you should. But if you obey the Spirit, the law of Moses has no control over you. People's desires make them give in to immoral ways, filthy thoughts, shameful deeds. They worship idols, practice witchcraft, hate others, and are hard to get along with. People become jealous, angry, and selfish. They not only argue and cause trouble, but they're all envious. They get drunk, carry on at wild parties, and do other evil things as well. I told you before, and I'm telling you again, no one who does these things will share in the blessings of God's kingdom. God's Spirit makes us loving, happy, peaceful, patient, kind, good, faithful, gentle, and self-controlled. There is no law against behaving in any of these ways. And because we belong to Christ Jesus, we have killed our selfish feelings and desires. God's Spirit has given us life. And so we should follow the Spirit. But don't be conceited or make others jealous by claiming to be better than they are." So, what is making you excited and filled up and jubilant these days? Sue and I are having great fun with our grandson, Noah. He is so curious and excited by life that it's just a joy to be able to spend time with him. Vacation is coming, and I'm looking forward to it. Last year, I got Noah out in my Ride on Top kayak, and we traveled all around one of the quiet bays off Loon Lake and saw fish and dragonflies and loons and even deer and an eagle we managed to spook when we got too close to shore. How about you? Lots of things in this life can get us down, make us frustrated and angry. But what is it that's lifting you up, putting a smile on your face, making you feel like not only are you making a difference, but that perhaps God is making a difference through you? Have you volunteered at the food pantry yet? It is good for what ails you to see the incredible ministry of our deacons and volunteers. Did you see those teens last week that joined the church, the confirmation class? Just seeing them mature and claim this faith for themselves makes me jubilant. What is it that's making you jubilant? I ask because it's an important question. I know sometimes my questions are rhetorical, but this time it's truly a serious question. What's making you excited? What is filling up your soul? What is making you jubilant these days? Because if you can't identify something, in fact, lots of somethings, I would suggest that you're not in a healthy spiritual space. More than that, I would even go a step further and suggest that perhaps somehow you've become disconnected from the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. Why? Because if you're not connected to the Spirit, if resurrection power is not flowing in you, not only should you be getting up and going and making a difference in the world on behalf of the King and Kings and Lord of Lords, but you should also be overflowing with joy. What is it that Paul says? God's Spirit makes us loving, happy, peaceful, patient, kind, good, faithful, gentle, and self-controlled. In other words, full of the Spirit means full of the joy of the Lord. And if you aren't full of the joy of the Lord, who or what is standing against you? I mean, think about it. He who is dead is alive forevermore. Hallelujah. And so shall we be forevermore. So if you aren't joyous, what is stealing that incredible gift of joy you've been given? Your job? Your family? Other people around you for some reason? Or is it more subtle? You've been watching the news again, paying attention to social media, dabbling in politics. If you look out the window and see the amazing world we live in, the flowers blooming, the trees all green, and the butterflies and birds and even hummingbirds out in the yard, how can you not end up with a smile on your heart as you sense the wonder of God's creation? The other night, there was a lunar eclipse of what was a huge blood moon. Did you see the pictures? Amazing. A gift for all of us who worship and rejoice in the work of the Creator. And then on Wednesday, I think, a black bear crossed crazy busy Route 211 in the town of Wallkill. I'm pretty sure he had been either at Sonic or at Dunkin' Donuts and was just headed home, but the picture made me chuckle. God is good. I see the sun in the morning and the moon and the stars at night. I marvel at the joy that in June and July we will be baptizing 5 babies with the possibility of 2 or more. And my heart rejoices with the arrival of every little one that God has entrusted to our community's care, as well as their parents, siblings, and whole families. God has blessed us, so how can we not be jubilant? Sure, there are challenges, but we're coming out of the pandemic. We're getting our economy rolling along again. And as a church, we're beginning to open up in ways that will allow us to share and care and make a difference in amazing new ways. Think about it. We're even trying to figure out about teachers for kids in the classrooms in September, youth leaders for all of our youth, and even talking about a marching band that doesn't march, I hope, for the village's centennial celebration in September. The scripture reminds us to keep our eyes on Jesus. So instead of focusing on what's distressing, focus on what is good. Look and see all the opportunities ahead. Note how you can make a difference in the lives of those who are struggling. Then you will sing and shout and celebrate in the Spirit's presence, the presence in your life. Make your choice to live out Paul's marks of the Spirit's presence in you, being loving, happy, peaceful, patient, kind, good, faithful, gentle, and self-controlled. That's my choice, and I hope it's yours. Amen. That brings us to the end of our podcast for today. We're so thankful that you've been able to join us. I know it's a little bit shorter than some weeks, but, you know, Memorial Day weekend, we'll be able to enjoy it and then go on with a wonderful time of gathering, perhaps with friends and family. Remember, if you have questions, you can always email us or check us out at our website. Thanks for joining us.